Good morning. Happy Tuesday, January 25th, 2022. I'm here, and I thank God that I'm here. God woke us up this morning, and that's a beautiful thing, to give thanks for the grace of God. And in this day is new beginnings, and a chance to start again, and I'm very grateful for it. I tell you, I've been in a war zone. Oh, but I got a word for us. I pray you say it's a word. Yesterday we spoke about spiritual warfare and overcoming spiritual warfare, and I want to continue down that path. And the ultimate weapon of overcoming spiritual warfare is having faith in our God. And God's raw love can radically change our love for ourselves and for others. The music that you hear in the background, I do not own the rights to that. Right to it. I'm sorry. Rights to it. I went through some things yesterday putting out this podcast, even more so today. I went through computer glitches, lost everything that I had, notes and things that I took down, but I said, no matter what, God, this word is coming out about your raw love that is radical to change our love for ourselves and for others. And oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're going to talk about that ultimate weapon of overcoming spiritual warfare and understand. Huh? Hallelujah. 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 I will honor God. We're going to pray. Your time is very valuable to me. It's one of the most valuable commodities that we have. And I do not take it for granted. But by the grace of God, are we here today? And I just want to be able to impart a word that protects us from the devil that whispers in the ear and calls breakthrough. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Reaching. Break every chain, break every chain, oh God. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Hallelujah. You wonder why it's so hard to find peace right now, right? And it's a violent war zone we live in right now, right? It is kind of hard to come by, right? Peace when you're in a war zone, right? Hallelujah. There is. Hallelujah. The war begins right here. The battle is our heads. Hallelujah. The front of the battle, hallelujah, is right here in our heads. It involves God. It involves us. It involves angels. It involves demons. It involves principalities. It involves powers. It involves nations. It involves the enemy and demons and demonic spirits in high places. In the name of Jesus. But this is what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy, we destroy, we destroy in the name of Jesus, having faith in our God. Every lofty thing that comes against your will, God. Hallelujah. In the knowledge of who you are, and the knowledge of obeying you, God, and the knowledge, God, hallelujah, of your wills in our life. In the name of Jesus.
There are strongholds that seek to destroy us. It's opinions. The battle is raging in our thoughts. The battle is raging in our thoughts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The devil doesn't want us to think. The enemy of our soul doesn't want us to think clearly. And keep us imprisoned in our mind. Every chain, break every chain. To believe a lie and not believing in God. And not believing in God. We have to watch our emotions. Hallelujah. Our emotions, which can land on you like it can just land on you. All of a sudden there's a mood or usually a response to something that we hear out of nowhere. When we're angry, when we're discouraged, when we're depressed, when we're self-pitying ourselves, when we're fearful, when we're irritable, when we're anxious, it's likely because we're believing something. In our minds, very specific. The battle of unbelief to destroy us. To destroy the argument. Oh, to have faith in God. Hallelujah. Break every chain, God. The battle of unbelief in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, the victory that overcomes the world. The victory, hallelujah, is to have our faith be in God. Hallelujah. 1 John 5 and 4. I'm going to read it. This is the New International Version. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. If you're someone who prays for me or cares, will you pray for me? This is the victory that has overcome in the world. Even our faith. For everyone born of God overcomes. Hallelujah. Everyone that is born of God overcomes. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Break every chain. Hallelujah. For everyone that is born of God overcomes the world. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Our faith in God. The enemy of our soul does not want us to think clearly. He wants to disarm us. So in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To live, God, in faith in you and in freedom and in peace of mind of the truth, because the most important battles are won and lost. Hallelujah. When we go against God, that the enemy of our minds in that war zone that's going on right now that tells you you're not good enough and hallelujah, you can't do it and you're nobody. The devil that whispers in your ear is where the war is raging and that you're, hallelujah, that you're flawed. Hallelujah. The enemy doesn't want to let you know that you don't have to hurt anymore. Hallelujah. But oh, having faith in God can protect you from the lies of the devil and has been the lies of the devil that's been whispering in your ear. In the name of Jesus, breakthrough comes. Breakthrough comes in the name of Jesus and the realization. In the realization of God's radical love for us. God's raw love. There's not a time where God has not come through. Your love, God, thank you for it. Thank you for your love, oh God. Oh Lord, hallelujah. We break every chain. We break every chain. Overcome the world. Overcome, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. In our faith in God. Hallelujah. We're going to sing this. There's power in the name of Jesus. I'm not done yet. We're going to pray. There's power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Remember that. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. Our faith in God. There's power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Hallelujah. Our faith is in you, God. Hallelujah, we're about to pray. Thank you, God. I praise you with all my soul. And with my inmost being, I praise your holy name. Hallelujah, you're the everlasting God. You are all, you are everything. God is holy. Begin to worship him and honor him. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to win with our faith in God against the strongholds in this war. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was created to honor you, God, and praise you, oh God. I give thanks to you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Cleanse me, Jesus, from anything that would put a barrier between you and me. Any argument that comes up against our minds right now, in the name of Jesus, break every chain. Break every chain. And in hunger, humility, God, surrender. I surrender, God. I desire your presence to surround me, Lord. And oh, Lord, I thank you, God, for who you are. And I surrender, God. And I only want to give you my best. And Lord, I lay down my weaknesses before you. And I come to you, Lord, and strengthen, renew, renew us, Lord God. Renew us, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Put on that full armor, God. I say we're going to pray this every day. Put on the whole armor, God. In your holy name, Jesus, we put it on the whole armor, God, this day. And I prayed upon myself, and I prayed upon my children, and I prayed upon God, upon each and every person that's listening. And our plans, God, that you have for us. Cover each of us, God, all that we are, all that we have, all that we possess with your precious blood of protection in the name of Jesus. I put on the helmet of salvation. Let's put on the helmet of salvation. Let's put on the helmet of salvation because, God, you are salvation. And Jesus, we wear that breastplate of righteousness. We put it on because you are righteousness and the belt of truth and the shoes of the gospel peace, which we stand because you are truth and peace. And we pick up, Lord God, that shield of faith today with which to quench every fiery dart of the enemy. And I decree by faith that all Satan's plans are bound and we are loosed. And Satan is defeated our lives this day and every day to come. I pick up that sword of the Spirit, God. I thank you for the power of your word. In 2 Corinthians 10, 3 and 5, and 1 John 5 and 4, hallelujah. Your word, God, says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we decree all these things in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power, the ultimate weapon against the enemy of our souls. Faith in our God. In the name of Jesus, break every chain. In the name of Jesus, this day, we bind Satan and every ruling spirit. I'm going to pray over us right now, and every principalities and powers and rules of darkness and wicked spirits in high places and all spirits that are not of you, God, that have come against me. They come against your plans, God, for each and every one of us. It comes against, Lord, our children, family members, the church family in the name of Jesus. I bind those spirits in the name of Jesus, and I command them to go back to where they came from, and I command to reverse the curse of destruction that they brought with them, and I bind permanently the plans and activities and blueprints. Hallelujah. Plots, design, traps, wiles, snares, and assignments against me or those that I'm praying for right now in any way or form through any individual, an organization, or adversary from this day, any day past, or any day to come. I loose us. I loose us in the name of Jesus. I loose us permanently from, and I uproot all those seeding works and plans and activities of Satan, and I curse them at the roots in the name of Jesus. Every chain. I loose this permanently from and uproot all those seeding works and plans and activities of Satan. I curse them at their roots and by faith in you, Jesus. By faith in your word, oh God. Break every chain. I call them canceled. They'll nullified. They'll never come to pass against us. The render of no effect, all in the name of Jesus Christ. We are winning right now in Jesus' name. Because your word says that no weapon formed against me, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Therefore, Heavenly Father, I decree that no weapon formed against me or us shall prosper this day or any day to come. Because your word says that trouble shall not arise. It's not going to rise a second time, God. Therefore, God, I decree that Satan cannot make trouble for me. He can't make trouble for us in the matters that he's done in the past. We cast down those arguments in our minds in the name of Jesus that depresses, in Jesus' name, that angers, hallelujah, that frustrates us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, our faith is in you, God. That distress belongs to you. That anxiety belongs to you, God. And your word said, Heavenly Father, when the enemy comes in like a flood, thank you, Jesus, that your spirit will raise a standard against them. Therefore, I decree that your spirit stops Satan and all evil spirits dead in their tracks and all things regarding my loved ones and me, God. Thank you, Jesus. Your words, Heavenly Father, says in that day, today, January 25th, 2022, we shall declare whatever thing we shall declare, whatever thing we shall speak, it will come to pass, God. What you have for me is for me. What God has for you is for you. You tell that argument against your soul right now, against you, against your mind right now. You cannot win, devil. You cannot win. There's power in the name of Jesus. Remember that faith calls those things that are not, though they already are. Therefore, Heavenly Father, decree that all our prayers be accomplished today, brought to pass by faith and expectation in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever we declare, Oh God, the victory that overcomes is our faith in your word. When we're anxious, depressed, or irritable, in the name of Jesus, we're believing a lie about ourselves or our God. But in the name of Jesus, power. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Power. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your authority, God. To use your name. Because that blood of Jesus Christ. I pray hedge of protection around about us. Each and every one of you. I pray a blood covering over our lives, that we're delivered from anything, anything that Satan sends our way. I pray, God, your will be done in the name of Jesus. We're going to continue to pray. Thank you for your time. It's very valuable. And I appreciate it. I pray you say, I needed that. Again, I needed that. It's exactly what we need in this war zone. Faith in our God in the name of Jesus. God bless you. I'll be back tomorrow. You know, we're gonna wage war, spiritual battle, in worship. In worship. In worship. We'll honor you, God, in the name of Jesus. God bless.